that you're having a good day, a wonderful day, abiding in Christ. To our walk with the Lord, and that is the language of faith, the simplicity of faith. The reason that's so important is that both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, we're told that the just, the believer, Old Testament believer as well as New Testament believer, the just shall live by faith. In Romans 14:23, it says, that which is not of faith is sin. And Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So this issue of faith is super significant because the whole Christian life revolves around living by faith. Now, in Psalm 50, I saw something this morning in my time alone with the Lord in prayer, and a verse jumped out at me that kind of just stirred this up in me again. Because I've been talking about this for many, many years, about the language of faith and the simplicity of it all, but I want to show you what this says. The context of this in Psalm 50 is about making offerings to the Lord, sacrifices to the Lord. So when he gets in verse 14, it says, offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Now that's the offering that God's looking for. Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving. That's the offering, that's the sacrifice that he wants. The words thank you is the language of faith. Those words, two simple words, thank you. That is the language of faith. Because in those words is both the disposition of embracing surrender, abandonment to the will of God, not just giving in to the will of God because you have no choice, but abandonment, purposeful abandonment to the will of God. So in the words thank you is abandonment to the will of God and confidence in the adequacy of God. It's both abandonment and confidence are wrapped up in those words, those two words, thank you. There's a place in Psalm 40 that speaks as a prophetic psalm about Messiah, about Jesus. And it says, he says this about Jesus. He surrender is not just when we say yes to him because we don't have a choice, but we don't like it, but when we delight to do his will because we trust in his goodness and we also trust in his perfect leadership. So we trust in his goodness, we trust in his perfect leadership, and so surrender is all about that, that I believe the one who's good, the one whose leadership is perfect, is ordering my steps, as the scripture says, and therefore I can embrace his will. I can abandon myself to his will. Secondly, the idea of faith is not just dependence. Again, it's not just, okay, I'm counting on you because I have no choice, but I'm just not really sure. The idea of dependence is trust. Words abandonment and confidence would sort of sum up the language of faith in those two words, thank you. Let's see. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 says this, that we're to give thanks in all things. That's a lot. Giving thanks in all things. Let me read it to you. I think this may be very familiar to you, but let me just read it. Instead of just quoting it to you, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 says in verse 16, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. So you want to know what God's will is for you is to offer him a sacrifice of thanksgiving and to give thanks in everything. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 20 says, give thanks for all things. Let me read that one to you. So the First Thessalonians verse says, giving thanks in everything. And in chapter 5, verse 20 of Ephesians, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. Always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, our Father. I want to read this scripture to you from Colossians about thanksgiving and the idea of faith. Verse 6 of chapter 2 of Colossians. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. So how did you receive him? By faith. And so what does he say? Just like you received him, walk in union with him. Walk in him. Not just walk with him, not walk for him, but walk in him, just like you've received him. So we received him by faith, and step by step, the Christian life is a life of faith in union with him. Verse 7, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in him, so you're rooted in Christ, you're rooted in your union with Christ, you're now being built up in your union with Christ, we're growing to in our discovery of, in our experience of, and our manifestation of our union with Christ. So now having been rooted, firmly rooted, and now being built up in him, established in your faith, just as you were instructed, overflowing with gratitude. And established in faith, just as you were instructed, overflowing with gratitude. The language of faith is overflowing thankfulness. I'll give you this example. Well, no, I'll save that example for another time so we don't go over our time together. So let me walk it out practically. So I find myself just doing life and then some situation happens. Maybe somebody calls me and they're in some kind of situation or crisis. And so I'm living from him. I'm not trying to live for him. I'm in union with him. So I know that Jesus knows that he can handle that situation, that he's going to be faithful. And so faith is all about his faithfulness. All faith is all about his goodness. So in that moment, when that situation starts on the inside, my first response is not to the situation. My first response is not to the person. My first response in my inner being is, Lord, thank you. Now, what am I saying? One, I'm saying, Lord, I acknowledge that it is your will for me to be participating in this conversation, and I embrace your will. I'm surrendered to you. And having now acknowledged this as your will, the words thank you also mean, and I therefore have absolute confidence in your faithfulness to be the wonderful counselor through me. And sometimes I'll hear the language. I'll hear the Lord say to me, Chuck, I've got this. Chuck, I'm the wonderful counselor. But it always starts off with me just acknowledging him, one, his will. This is his will for me. Now, what they may be experiencing in their life may not be God's will for them, but this moment is God's will for me. And I'm thanking him that his will is good. I'm embracing his will for my life, and I'm trusting in his adequacy to be the wonderful counselor in this circumstance. So those two words, thank you, both are words of not just surrender, but abandonment, I'm delighting in his will. There's no attitude to it except I'm trusting that you know what you're doing. And then I'm trusting that you know how to do it. That's the language of faith. Again, maybe I open up a letter, an envelope, and there's a bill there, and it's bigger than I thought it was going to be. And then in that moment for me, I may hear the Lord Jesus say inside of me, Chuck, I have faith for this. or I have peace about this. But my first response is simply to go, Lord, thank you. Again, I'm acknowledging that this is His will for me. This bill, this what's going to be needed to pay for it, that's this circumstance, is His will for me, and I'm thanking Him for it. But in thanking Him for it, I'm also trusting the one who has faith for it, who has peace in it, Jesus Himself, that He is going to handle this. So it's about abandonment to His will, and I'm confident that the one who has faith for this, so that's my faith. My faith is in the one who has faith for this, that the one who has faith for this is going to be more than adequate to take care of it. I don't know how He's going to do it yet. I don't know all the details yet. I don't have to wait to see how it's going to work out. Spirit, we start with, Lord, thank you. I embrace your will. I'm abandoned to your will. This is your will for me. Thank you. But in those words, thank you, I'm also saying, and I am absolutely confident in your faithfulness and adequacy to handle this. Now, it doesn't mean that I then go put it in a drawer and just like start humming, think, okay, God, you're going to take care of it. No, I'm going to do the things you would normally do. I'm going to ask some questions, look into, check out my banking account, all that kind of stuff, but not with anxiety. I'm trusting Him that He's going to be adequate. The words thank you, abandonment, and confidence. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. We're to give thanks in everything, for that is God's will for us in Christ Jesus. Giving thanks for all things, offering to Him the sacrifice of thanksgiving that brings pleasure to Him, overflowing with gratitude. That is the language, that is the atmosphere, that is the attitude of faith. See, if something comes into my life and I say, okay, Lord, I'm giving this to you, and then I'm anxious about it the whole time, there's no faith in that. I'm hoping it's going to all work out. Again, I may not know how it's going to work out, but I know the one who's working it out. And so, step by step, the language of faith is thank you. Because that is the language of both abandonment to His will and confidence in His faithfulness and adequacy, even though I don't know all the hows yet. What I do know is the who, and He will be faithful. Okay? Well, I hope that's something practical that helps you. It's been sort of a, oh my goodness, for many, many years in my life, sort of a foundational truth. Long, long time ago, when Livy and I were just dating, so that would have been, my goodness, And she cross-stitched me a little thing and said, thank you, Lord, now. Because that's what I used to talk about a lot. That I can't trust Him for next year's stuff. I mean, I can trust Him. Okay, next year I had a lot too. But I can't face that until next year. I can plan. I can do all that kind of stuff, do it in faith. But it's in the moment where I'm having to exercise faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hoping isn't wishing. Hope is confidence, expectation. So next year, I have hope. I have confident expectation. That's the biblical word, that He's going to be adequate. But once I get there, it's in the now. Lord, thank you now. In this now, I'm abandoned to your will here. That this is your will. The situation is your will. Two, I'm confident in your adequacy. Don't know how, but I know the who. And I can rest in the one who has faith for it. I can rest in His peace about the whole thing. Okay? Alrighty. Well, again, God bless you. Have a great rest of the day.